Genesis chapter 1 verse 31 to chapter 2 verse 3. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. Thus the heavens and the earth were completed in all their vast array. By the seventh day God had finished the work he had been doing, so on the seventh day he rested from all his work. Then God blessed the seventh day and made it holy, because on it he rested from all the work of creating that he had done. Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 to 11. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labour and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea, and all that is in them. But he rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy.
Good morning. I'd like to start with a question. Do you like going on holiday? And I can almost hear a great chorus of people going, yes, we love going on holiday. We're desperate for the chance to go on holiday again. Well, if you can remember what it's like to go on holiday, then you'll know that there's a moment when you've arrived at your destination and you've unpacked, you've changed into your holiday gear, and you go off to sit by the pool or to explore. And there's a moment when it's as if your whole body goes, ah, because you realize that you can just stop, relax, leave behind all the pressures and worries of life. And you can have a few days or a week of simply enjoying all the good things in life. Well, God has designed an ah moment every single week, and it's called the Sabbath. Sabbath comes from the Hebrew word Shabbat, and it means to stop. It's a day when we stop our everyday activities, our work and our concerns, and we remember what really gives us life. It's a day when we rest and reorientate ourselves to God. Sabbath is a good thing, and if we are serious about living the way Jesus lived, I think we neglect it at our peril. Our reading from Exodus said, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work. And then it tells us that in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, but he rested on the seventh day. And the first point I'd like to draw out is that the Sabbath is for rest. The Bible talks about God resting on the seventh day. And I don't think this means that God was tired, because after all, he's God. However, he had completed his work of creation, and he stopped and enjoyed it. God doesn't get tired, but actually we do. We are not designed to be constantly on the go. In his book, The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry, which we're reading together as a church, John Mark Comer makes the point that we are made in God's image, and that means that we have great potential. Like God, we are creative, active, we achieve things. But unlike God, we are made from dust. We are limited. And one of the things you will know from your own life is that if you don't get the chance to rest, you get very tired. John Mark Comer refers to studies which have shown that if we just keep working, our productivity actually falls. And apparently we peak at about 50 hours a week, which makes it perhaps no surprise that our employment law says that no one should work more than 48 hours a week on average, unless there's special circumstances. And yet we try and cram so much into our lives, don't we? And we don't realise how much until it stops. If you cast your mind back a year to the start of the first lockdown, you may remember a surprising sense of relief that came with having to stay at home. No more dashing out to evening meetings or taking the children to lots of activities. Time pressures lifted and time slowed. It felt like a sabbatical from real life. And we realised how much we try to shoehorn into our lives. Sabbath is a deliberate break from the endless round of activity. You could say that God commands us to have a holiday. Sabbath is a good thing. Jesus said the Sabbath was made for mankind. It's for us and our well-being, because God knows that we need time away from the pressures of life, time to recuperate, time to rest. I wonder if you've ever thought about the fact that God has told you to have a break from work every 7 days. He commands us to relax. Now, I know that at the moment, many of us are desperate to do more, not less, because we've had too much time on our hands. But this is the ideal moment to think about Sabbath so that we're ready when life speeds up. God said, 6 days you shall labour and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work. Keeping Sabbath is one of the habits or disciplines that we're talking about in this series about how to live the way Jesus lived. And I think the question for us all is, are we prepared to undertake the discipline of Sabbath? Because if we are, we will have to plan. My list of what constitutes work includes paid work, cleaning, laundry, food shopping. And in order to have a Sabbath rest, I need to make sure that I get these things done Monday to Saturday. So Saturday can be pretty full as I catch up on everything that I've forgotten to do during the week. And yet I find that if I don't, if I decide I'll just put that bit of laundry on, then it's never just, it's something that takes up time and it spoils the rhythm of the day. So what constitutes work in your life? What do you need to do in advance to make sure that you aren't working on your Sabbath? Obviously, though, it's not just about rest. Genesis 2, verse 3 says, God blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Exodus 20, verse 8 says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. Holy carries the idea of being set apart or separate. God is holy because he is separate from sin. The Sabbath day is holy because it's a day set apart from the usual things of this fallen world. It's a day dedicated to God and what is truly good. And so the Sabbath is not just for rest, it's also for reorientation towards God. It's for retuning our hearts and minds. You could say it's an moment for our souls. Tim advised us a couple of weeks ago to reduce the amount of time we spend listening to the news. And it's not because keeping up to date is wrong, but because news these days often means bad news. It wears us down emotionally. So often the voices speaking to us in the week are negative. They're full of cynicism, criticism, even abuse. These things that we hear through television, social media, or newspapers. And Sabbath gives us a chance to turn away from these voices and to tune in to God's voice. And obviously joining with others in worship is an ideal way to hear God's voice. Gathering together lets us praise God for all that he is and all that he's done. Gathering with God's people was part of the rhythm of Jesus' life. We read in Luke 4:16 that on the Sabbath day Jesus went to the synagogue as was his custom. As was his custom. Jesus regularly wanted to be in the place where his Father's voice was heard. And if it was essential for Jesus, then surely it's essential for us. So I would really encourage you not to see worship as an optional extra on the Sabbath. Worship is the heart of the Sabbath. And especially if you're a parent, I think one of the great gifts that you can give to your children is the habit of worshipping on Sunday. Help them to grow up with the idea that Sunday is the day when we connect with God and God's people. And if you do this, you'll be helping them to grow into spiritually healthy adults. And I'd just like to say a huge thank you at this point to Tom and all our children's and young people's leaders who make the Sabbath experience a good one for our children. But what about the rest of Sunday, if Sunday is the day then that we can enjoy our Sabbath? Well, it's a day to delight in the good things that God has given us. John Mark Comer points out that the Hebrew word Shabbat can also be translated to delight. He says it has the dual idea of stopping and also of joying in God and our lives in this world. The Sabbath is an entire day set aside to follow God's example, to stop and delight. There's a point in Isaiah where God says, "If you call the Sabbath a delight, you will find your joy in the Lord." John Mark Comer speaks of the good things that he and his family try to build into their weekly Sabbath. They turn off their mobile phones. And I'll leave you to decide whether that would even be possible for you. They spend time together as a family. They go out and enjoy nature. They read, they eat together. Perhaps we could add to that list things like meeting friends and wider family, gardening, if that doesn't constitute work for you, hobbies. Could you fill your Sabbath with delightful, life-giving things, things that feed and calm your soul, that slow your spirit and connect you with God? John Mark Comer suggests that making the Sabbath a day of reorientation to God and his good gifts will affect the rest of our lives. It should help us to slow our pace and find more peace in the fast, frantic, often pace of Monday to Saturday. Finally, I would like to say that I think God's word suggests that Sabbath is also for doing good. Rest, reorientation, and doing good. I wonder if you notice the kindness that is tucked into the passage that we heard from Exodus. In Exodus 20, verse 10, God says, "On it," the Sabbath, "you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your animals, nor the alien within your gates." Look at who benefits from Sabbath. Servants who had no rights. Animals who might otherwise be worked into the ground. In days well before employment law or animal welfare, God cares for the helpless and the powerless and gives them rest. God's goodness shines through the Sabbath. Jesus indicated that God did good work on the Sabbath. I read that in the time of Jesus, the religious scholars were discussing what it meant for God to have rested on the Sabbath. They said that if God didn't do anything at all on the Sabbath, the universe would cease to exist one day in seven. which is quite logical when you think about it. And they decided that God rested from his act of creation on the Sabbath, but it didn't mean that he stopped doing anything at all. When Jesus healed people on the Sabbath, he said, "My Father is always at his work to this very day, and I too am working." He was distressed with people who turned the day into a list of rules about what a person could not do. For Jesus, this missed the point of Sabbath entirely, and he challenged those people with the question, "Which is lawful on the Sabbath, to do good or to do evil, to save life or to kill?" And I think that as we connect with God's heart of goodness on the Sabbath, we will want to do good to others. It might mean helping out at church as we gather for worship, or showing hospitality, visiting an elderly relative, inviting a lonely person to come on a walk. If we've been living in this rhythm of work and rest, then one of the things we will have on the Sabbath is time to spend with others. On the Sabbath, we share God's goodness, and you might like to think about how you could use your Sabbath, even just once a month, to extend love to others. Now, there hasn't been time to discuss Sunday trading laws and whether the things we do on the Sabbath mean that others have to work to provide them. Those are things that you can mull over during the week. If you yourself have to work on Sunday, I would encourage you to create another Sabbath during the week when you can rest and fill your day with God's presence and good things. Having a deliberately restful day away from commerce and work is countercultural. It makes us different. But ultimately, it's a question of who we belong to and what's good for our souls. Rest, reorientation towards God and doing good. That sounds like a great way to spend a day, doesn't it? Why not give it a try? Amen. Shall we pray? Lord, as we gather as your people on the Sabbath, we thank you for your good command that we take one day a week to stop and rest, to focus on you, to delight in all that is good and share it with others. As we seek to live the way that Jesus lived, teach us to call the Sabbath a delight and to use it well. May our lifestyle reflect your goodness to others. We bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.